Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Figured that what you needed was two bumper intros today instead of one. We wanted to make your life more musical. Joining us by phone now, we have Lisa Newell. She is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, heard every Thursday, and we get a little preview of the paper. The paper comes out on Thursday. We get a little preview. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, I like both of those songs.
Oh,
so
see?
I was like, wow.
It's a twofer. It's two for Thursday. Which is bad alliteration. The county is building a wastewater treatment plant, and the city is not thrilled about it. City of Milton.
Yes, City of Milton, yeah. Well, they also had a warning from a citizen who got up and said, this is really not a good time for the county to go into debt, because right now there's a lot of uncertainty. Also, the governor's talking about eliminating property taxes, and so he really warned against it. However, the county commission, without any discussion, approved a $30 million loan to build this wastewater treatment facility that Milton, the city of Milton, has been struggling to build. And not only that, they also approved a $1.7 million expenditure to expand the sheriff's office administration building. So they are feeling very bullish on America. So that is, I hope that they're right. And I do know that we do need this wastewater treatment facility for a lot of reasons. The biggest question was whether the city of Milton was going to do it or the county. So
I would say, you know, to describe the city of Milton's efforts to build a wastewater treatment plant as struggling is charitable at best. But yes, that's exactly right. You also had a zoning board decision on an athletic facility.
Yeah, no, this is just a zoning board decision, and it will come before the full county commission. But there was a nonprofit baseball team, the Wave baseball team. They wanted to have an athletic facility built over there by Ascension Sacred Heart, over there at the Tiger Point East entrance. There were a lot of people spoke in opposition to it for many different reasons, including Ascension Sacred Heart, saying it just wasn't big enough. It was going to cause sound issues. It was going to have lighting issues. So a lot of the people did speak out against it, and it was denied, but it can come back before the county, and it can, sometimes they reverse those decisions.
Right.
So that is of interest to people, because there's always a big need for athletic training facilities.
Most definitely. The ye old fourth graders went medieval, is that right?
Yes. Actually, it's the third graders.
Oh, third graders.
Yes, they did have their big medieval festival. A third grade is a very fun time at Gulf Breeze Elementary School. They really have a wonderful, that year is just so packed full of stuff. But they every year have a medieval festival where they learn about things from the 5th to the 15th centuries, where they dress up as lords and ladies, and the teachers, even Scott Peden, who is our school board member, dressed up in his chainmail, so it looked like a big night. It's really fun. It's really fun. And I think people really look forward to it. Parents really get into it. They have a big feast. They invite members of the community to come. They learn about jousting and all these different, kind of cool things. It's really fun. Yeah. So they had it this week, and wonderful. The kids were all dressed up. Just really, really great time as usual.
Renaissance Fair at Gulf Breeze Elementary. And I love the idea of having somebody walk around in chainmail. Every person ought to have to wear it at one point just to realize, oh, my God, you would only wear this for 10 minutes and you'd die from exhaustion. We have the City Police Gulf Breeze is working with ICE. Is that right?
Yes, and I just was listening to the news report about another one. It looks like almost every police department in the state is going to end up being compelled to work with ICE. We did speak to Rick Hawthorne, who is the chief of police. he said they're going to still have business as usual. They're not going to be doing any carte blanche checking of identification or, and arresting people. But if they are called upon to assist ICE, they will have training in order to do so.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of been, it's sort of been the way it has been. You know, they all cooperate. It's just a little bit more formal at the moment. At least that's what the sheriff seemed to have been saying about this newer relationship. We're talking to Lisa Newell, Gulf Breeze News Editor. Hang on for just a second, a publisher, excuse me. Hang on for just a second, Lisa. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
If you are traveling on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and all the way through Highway 29, traffic is backed up from Highway 29 all the way to 9 Mile, basically stopped. And that's about a 25-30 minute delay, so definitely avoid that area if you can. They're trying to get traffic moving again after that trailer flipped over on I-10 eastbound. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Lisa Newell. You had Boy Scouts doing or Boy Scout doing a project at a church? Is that right?
Yeah. Well, you know, this Sunday is Easter. And, of course, you know, I'm hoping that you are getting your eggs together so that you can be finding them. But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Braden Hunt, he is a candidate for Eagle Scout in Gulf Breeze, and he attends St. Anne in Gulf Breeze, and he noticed that the Stations of the Cross was looking a little ratty. So he took it upon himself and, you know, gathered all of his group, and they came out there and they refurbished the Stations of the Cross just in time for Easter.
Oh, nice.
And, of course, we've got, you know, lots of sunrise services happening on the beach. What a wonderful experience to go out there and see the beauty, you know, on the beach and experience that on Sunday. We have some great options for you for that. And, of course, you know, regular church as well where you can wear your beautiful Easter finery and your bonnet.
I finally get to wear my Easter bonnet. I have such little call for it these days. You know, it's pretty much the Kentucky Derby and Easter Sunday, you know.
That's right. So that's happening. Lots of other things happening as well this weekend. You know, baseball is back. Wahoo is not playing. And, of course, I can't remember what else.
National Park Week comes up this week. Gallery Night's tomorrow. I'll actually be at Gallery Night tomorrow, 5 to 6. So, yeah, lots of stuff going on. You can find out more in the Gulf Breeze News. Comes out every Thursday. We get a little taste of the paper in the morning with Lisa Newell, the publisher. Lisa, thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
And I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 817 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are considering a real estate transaction and you've made your decision, well, it's time to get a good realtor. If you haven't made a decision, now's the time to get a good realtor. Like, talk. At least, you know, I mean, you don't have to, like, hire her necessarily, but you may want to. But just talk with Christina Leavenworth, because here's the thing you'll find. She loves to give information. She loves to help people problem solve these things. And, you know, she has done so many transactions, 165 homes sold last year, 175 the year before, you know, plus 200 when the times were super easy. We're now kind of getting back a little bit in that direction. She says that, you know, we're getting multiple offers on homes these days, which has not been the case for a couple of years. But my point is, she knows this terrain. She and her folks at Leavenworth Realty do a lot of transactions, and they can help you understand things that you don't know because you're not doing it all the time. That's it. It's very simple. So is it a good time to buy, to sell? What kind of homes are working? What kind of rentals are making money? All of that stuff. She can help you with that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com. Or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I am Oz, the great and powerful. Who are you?
Rain on my face. Hasn't stopped raining for days.
Oh my God. We watched the Minecraft movie. John, did I tell you this? We went to my son was a big Minecraft. All my kids, they're boys, they're Minecrafters. So we went to watch it and it was good. It's fine, you know.
Did you throw your popcorn? That's what I need to know.
No, we did not throw a popcorn at Chicken Jackie. There were like five people in the theater when we went, because we went on Tuesday, discount day. It was during the day, so all the kids were in school still. But it was pretty funny. It was pretty good. I only fell asleep twice, but I fall asleep. I'm pretty much running at exhaustion all the time, you know. So if you put me in a dark theater and it's not one that's really captivating to me, I mean, I used to go to watch the Star Wars movies and I'd have to battle stay awake for that. Not because the movie's not good, just because it's
do what
me. It's just reality, unfortunately.
Well, let me get an electric cattle prod to you. You'll stay awake.
I am married, sir, and...
No, I'm just going to take the cattle prod to the movie. I'm going to give it to your wife.
This conversation has gone in the wrong direction. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, please don't threaten me with physical abuse.
No problem.
Good.
No problem here.
Go on, sir.
A flight from Utah to Texas had to be diverted to Colorado after a service dog apparently bit a passenger yesterday. That happened Wednesday afternoon on an American Airlines flight from Provo, Utah to Dallas. One person was taken to a hospital in Colorado Springs. Officials have not released any details about the severity of that bite. The Los Angeles County District Attorney requesting a delay in the resentencing hearing for the Menendez brothers. They've been serving life sentences for the 1989 murders of their parents in Beverly Hills. And Chinese retail sites Shein and Temu apparently will be raising their prices due to President Trump's tariffs. Trump has also ended a duty-free exemption on goods worth less than $800, which helped bring in 1.4 billion packages to the U.S. last year.
All right, thanks so much, David. 437-1620, 437-1620. A couple of notes. We've been talking so much about all the drama surrounding Hope Florida Foundation, ACA, Centene, the PACs, the dark money PACs that money eventually went to. If you missed the conversation, go back and listen to the 5, 6, and 7 o'clock hours, because we spent a lot of time on it. John Fair, we spent a lot of time on it.
Oh, yes, but it's well worth it.
Yeah, and the Hope Florida, not the foundation, but the actual entity, does have an executive director, but he resigned yesterday. I think he's a good guy, and I think he discovered what in tarnation's happening around me, you know?
I like that.
I don't
want to
be associated with this at all. Did I do Hank okay?
Yeah,
all right.
He did.
I never watched that show very much. Anyway, but what's fascinating is the bill that Governor DeSantis came to town to protest and throw mud at Alex Andrade and throw shade at Michelle Salzman. Of course, now there's this... the business about saying going native and that being a side jab at her for being, you know, Native American with the Porch Band of Creek Indians. I always get the name quite wrong. I'm willing to give him a little grace on that. I don't know what other expression you would use about going native in Tallahassee. And you know me, I'm not much on canceling people for, you know, sometimes it's really obvious when people mean it. I don't know that he meant it. I just don't know. Okay. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. I just try not to get involved in all that stuff. There were plenty of other things he did wrong. Like that one doesn't need to be a fixation. But he came here threatening to veto the bill if the education bill passed, which it did pass. And so the question is, well, if you've got Democrats voting for this bill, then, you know, how well did it pass? Good question. I thought you might ask because, you know, there is the possibility of a veto override. So this bill passed overwhelmingly. Why can't I find the vote? I had it memorized. Oh, 104-8. 104-8. Oh, so you can veto it if you like, sir. But we got 100. Oh, and in the Senate, the two committees it's been through so far, unanimous support. So now, will the legislature have the appetite to override the governor's threatened veto? Don't know. They did in the beginning of the year. Will they still have the appetite later? Don't know. We'll see. John Pickens has got traffic on the five. John?
That's right. If you are traveling I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29, just be advised, it's basically a parking lot right now through that construction zone. It's going to be a 30-35 minute delay. So my advice, definitely just stay on 9 Mile. Go down to either Davis or Olive and make your way to wherever you need to go, but avoid that area if at all possible. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Other things going on in Tallahassee besides all the massive drama surrounding Hope Florida Foundation, the dark money payments, $10 million, and all of that stuff, is yesterday they also passed House Joint Resolution 679. That's the term limits bill. That's another one of Michelle Salzman's bills. 82-33. This would put 8-year term limits on county commissioners and school board members in the Constitution. It would not be retroactive, so it wouldn't apply to anybody who's currently in office, except if they continue forward in office. I'm really torn on this one. There are three issues, okay? The first big issue is, do you believe in term limits, right? And I am very torn on term limits. I know we have them for the president, and I know we have them for our state legislators and our governor, and I could not be more on the fence than I am about this issue. I'm baffled by the people who think this is an easy slam dunk. I don't think it is. I think there are a lot of arguments on both sides. But okay, let's say you do believe in term limits. Then the question is, well, do you believe in them for county commissioner and school board? See, a lot of times people believe in term limits because they want to get rid of somebody in particular. And they can't do it through normal means, so they use term limits as a workaround, right? So that's the second question. So you can, if you believe in term limits, and you believe in having term limits set for the school board and the county commission at 8 years, then the third question is, and this is the most relevant question for this proposed amendment, do you believe in the state of Florida, through a supermajority vote of 60%, being able to impose the same term limits on all county commissioners and school board members in the entire state because a majority of the state picks that, even though the individual county might choose not to do it? That's going to be the hang-up on this amendment for me. Because I do not think that the whole state ought to be voting to tell Flagler and Polk and, you know, Walton or Escambia, for that matter, what we do. Each individual county should be able to pick for themselves, and that is not how this is going to work. Is that enough for me to vote no on the bill? I haven't decided yet. If it ever comes to actually being a thing, you know, we'll talk about it in depth. Other things going on in Tallahassee. 437-1620, 437-1620. The fluoride bill passed in the Senate. So the Senate passed the bill 27-9 to stop municipalities, communities, whatever, from putting fluoride in the water. SB 700 passed on Wednesday. Wow. The Senate beat the House to something. So we'll see. We'll see if the House passes. We'll see. Commerce Committee on Monday approved HB 651 in the House, which includes the fluoride ban. That's going to go to the full House either this week or next. If they pass it and then they reconcile the bills, assuming they do, will the governor sign it? We'll see. It seems like the kind of bill the governor would sign, you know, kind of that medical freedom thing. Joe Latipo is his surgeon general. Joe Latipo has come out against fluoridating the water. You know, should you impose upon people a medicine through the delivery mechanism of their water? That all that stuff, okay? We told you ECUA, there's some local activists that have really been pushing this get rid of the fluoride in the water kind of thing at the city and the county. And we'll see. We'll see. But ECUA had been basically waiting to see what the state was going to do, and that wait may be almost over because if the state bans it, I mean, you know, ECUA won't have to make a decision. So we'll see. Also, one more quick note that it didn't make a lot of news, but it's something I've been following for a long time here in Florida that I think is important. You know, we've got the citrus crop, and the citrus crops have been suffering because of, well, hurricanes, but also citrus greening. It's a fungus that grows that impedes the circulatory elements of the tree, and the tree's basically starved to death. this has been a real problem. And you've got like FSU was working on it and various people are trying to work to solve it because it's a, you know, multi-billion dollar industry here in the state of Florida. But, you know, the output of the citrus, the oranges and the lemons are way down over the years. Now you have a company called, Alico Inc., which I've never heard of. Have you heard of Alico Inc. before?
No.
I hadn't either. They are apparently a major supplier for Tropicana. They have 53,000 acres in eight counties of citrus, and they are getting out of the business entirely. They are divesting. They're turning some of their land into huge developments, 4,600 homes, 6,000 homes, and another one. So they are saying it's time for us to get out of this business. I don't know whether that's a bellwether for other companies or not, but I thought that was a major development yesterday.
I'm Therese Crowley. Italian women, wine, and cars in the mix today as Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni becomes the first European leader to visit the Oval Office and talk tariffs with President Trump. She's believed to be a bridge to Brussels to make a deal. Fox has learned the Trump administration is asking the IRS to revoke Harvard University's tax-exempt status for failing to carry out federal guidelines to root out campus anti-Semitism. Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem also terminated two DHS grants worth nearly $3 million. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen traveled to El Salvador to get illegal migrant Kilmar Abrego Garcia out of its mega prison, but was denied by Salvador's vice president. Border czar Tom Homan tells Fox.
Protecting his community, protecting the residents of Maryland, he goes to El Salvador to coddle an MS-13.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Starting to warm up a little bit. We've got 60 degrees. It's sunny right now in Pensacola. Well, city crews were busy yesterday after a major gas leak in downtown Pensacola. Now, this was caused by an FDOT construction worker mistakenly hitting a main gas line.
What happened is there was a contractor working an excavator, and he was digging a hole and hit a 4-inch gas line. And that happened right up the corner of Tarragona and Gregory Street.
And that is Pensacola Fire Chief Justin Horty says this was a major gas distribution line and highly pressurized, so people could hear this leak for several city blocks. Residents at the nearby Wesley Haven Villa were temporarily evacuated to the First United Methodist Church. Horde says that Pensacola Energy crews were able to complete all of the repairs by early on Wednesday evening. Public school enrollment numbers have been on the decline. News Radio's Chris Bryan says numbers for the new voucher programs, though, are expanding.
According to a new report from state economists, enrollment in Florida public schools is expected to decrease in the coming years while the voucher programs expand. The report says enrollment is projected to go from 2.8 million in the 25-26 fiscal year to 2.7 million in the 2029-2030 fiscal year. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, Representative Michelle Salzman's HB 1321 cleared the House yesterday. That bill, of course, is opposed by Governor Ron DeSantis, who claims it could unravel the progress he's made in the state's higher education system.
The big shtick is the cone of silence. That's what got the governor mad.
Oh, sure.
He was tolerating the bill until that. You know, no commentary on social media, no feedback at all, but the moment that amendment went in, that was the beginning of the end, and he was very upset about that.
And Salzman discussed that legislation yesterday with News Radio 92.3. It would bring university presidential searches into the sunshine by repealing a controversial public records exemption passed in 2022. It would also make changes to the Florida Board of Governors system, including adding term limits, requiring financial disclosures, and requiring that members be Florida residents. Now, change coming for First Lady Casey DeSantis' Hope Florida initiative. Eric Dellenbach announcing yesterday he's resigning as executive director of Hope Florida. Dellenbach had been the executive director for about 3 months now. He tells the Times Herald that he's already told his bosses that he accepted a job with Florida Family Voice to be their CEO. Escambia County Commissioners will be discussing whether to raise the fire protection tax for county residents today. The current fee generates about $18 million for the county. Officials say due to a growing population and rising costs, though, there's a budget shortfall. The county's had to supplement the fire budget with between $10 and $12 million from general funds. An increase could as much as double the cost for county residents. That'll be discussed at the meeting later on today. A Pensacola man is facing charges for allegedly sexually abusing a child family member. 50-year-old Christopher Hedrick was arrested last week. He's charged with multiple counts of sexual battery. According to the report, the abuse happened between 2004 and 2014. Reports accuse Hedrick of giving the child alcohol before the incidents. He reportedly admitted to giving the child alcohol, but denied the sexual abuse. He's being held on $600,000 bond at the Escambia County Jail. And the Friends of the West Florida Public Library will be hosting their spring book sale next week. That's being held from April 25th to the 27th at the downtown Pensacola Library. The sale includes a wide range of genres, novels, mysteries, children's literature, audiobooks, and DVDs. There's a $5 admission Friday, free admission Saturday and Sunday. Last year, after the sale, the Friends were able to donate $50,000 that went back into the library system. 8:35 at News Radio, John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Still dealing with I-10 eastbound. Actually, it has cleared up. Good news on that. Traffic is actually flowing smoothly again on I-10, I-110, and I'm not seeing any other delays to let you know about. Good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will see a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine, high near 76 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. Going into your Friday, plenty of sunshine, high near 79. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Keeping nice weather around with some clouds in the area on Saturday, high near 80 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 66. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's 65 now, sunny in Pensacola, 62 in Gulf Breeze, 59 in Milton.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. They assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of their 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium, Pensacola, Destin, and Niceville. Mathnasium, changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Hall's Hardware in Milton on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, before we get started, first of all, congratulations to our sister station, Cat Country, and Brent Lane, who won Person Out of the Year from the American Country Music Association. That's fantastic. Or the Academy, what is ACM, John?
Academy of Country Music.
There's the CMAs and the ACMs, and then there's the MCAs and the CMAs and the AMCs. And they made a pacer back in the day, so I'm trying to keep it all straight. But no, it's a big deal for them. So congratulations, absolutely. God, I love Brent so much. He is literally Mr. Pensacola. He's literally Mr. Pensacola. He loves that role. All right, so for us, a frivolous topic of the day. Simple question. I suspect this may generate some controversy, and that's okay. I'm not shy about it. Here goes. Rake or leaf blower? 437-1620, 437-1620. I have what I can only describe as strong, perhaps verging on strident opinions about this matter. So, We'll see where this goes. 43760 or other method. Just leave it to rot. I don't know whatever your method is, but John Pickens, rake or leaf blower.
Are children involved or is it just me?
You can nuance this however you like.
Well, children involved, it's a rake. Okay. But if it's just me, I'm getting the blower out.
You're getting the blower out. Okay, yeah. All right, fair enough. Gas blower or electric?
Well, I had a gas one, but now it's electric.
Okay, by choice or just by convenience or cost?
Cost.
Okay, you're not trying to save the planet or anything, right?
No.
Okay, same.
I mean, I like the gas one.
Yeah, I mean, it's faster, it's powerful, it's, you know.
I liked it.
It can ward off an intruder.
It can.
Stand back and leave me alone. Yeah.
Yep.
David, I even heard David laughing from the other room. Because you picture it, right?
Yeah, I see it in my head.
There you go. All right, that's radio, the magic of imagination. Rake or leaf blower while you're with us?
Leaf blower.
Electric or gas?
Electric.
Okay. All right.
Too much maintenance with a gas one.
Yeah, it is true. You got to oil
every year you're
electric
cleaning out
no
the
moving
carbs
parts. It just takes care of itself, right? All right, Meg. Rake or leaf blower? 437-1620 or other. I mean, I suppose there's some other out there, but anyway.
I know that I thought I might be part of the crowd, but once again, I'm not. I prefer rake.
Embrace the iconoclast in you.
And
it's fine.
Hate with a purple people eater passion blowers. If they took them off the planet, I would be forever grateful.
I'm in your camp.
What?
I am 100% in agreement
with
you.
I hate them. I don't know who invented them. That person should be put away forever.
Yep.
They are loud. And I don't get it. You're blowing the leaves. You're not blowing them into a bag or blowing them to put them away somewhere. You're blowing them into my yard you're just blowing them around. And I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
The leaf blower is
dumb.
An instrument of entropy. You know what entropy is in science? Entropy is chaos or lack of organization.
Yeah.
Entropy
What's
is always increasing. The leaf blower is absolutely an agent of entropy. The rake is a reduction in entropy. It is a creation of order. It is a bringing together
and
putting into
productive.
A bag.
Productive. And
yeah,
then you
exactly
bag
right.
the leaves and you put it in a corner and it's quiet.
I do not care at all
Ain't
about...
Ain't nobody got no time for all that
I don't
now.
Care
quiet.
About the electric versus gas. I don't care about the environment. What I do care about is... Oh, man, here goes. You provoked me! It seems to me, in my humble opinion...
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh, here we
that
go.
The leaf blower is very much a... I'm going to pass my problem on to my neighbors.
Thank you very
much.
Or the
street.
Or the street, which means that it goes down the waterways and it clogs up the drains, and then it creates other problems that somebody else has to clean up. The rake is I'll take care of my own stuff.
Well, and also, the there should be like a sound ordinance.
Oh, yeah. No,
the
noise ordinance is its own.
Because I have
a
neighbor
issue,
that
right.
loves to get up at 6:30 in the morning and start blowing his leaves around.
Right. And, the sound is its own.
On Sunday.
The sound of a rake is...
Well, at least he's not starting his car up and it wakes the entire neighborhood.
Separate problems. 437-1620. All right, here we go. We're going to take some of these calls. Now that we have, as I said, verging on strident opposition.
Open Pandora's box.
That's exactly right. No, when I saw somebody the other day literally using a leaf blower in order to blow to clean off this little sidewalk area and just to blow it right into his neighbor's yard. And I'm like,
I saw a guy.
Lord.
There was a guy the other day just blowing all this stuff into the street.
Yeah, well, exactly, which is the same problem.
Right.
Because, you know, now if you were to use it in order to accumulate in one place in order to rake it up and actually dispose
That's
of it
different.
Properly, fine. But I've never in my life seen it.
Mm-mm.
Never one time. 437-1620. All right, here we go. All right, Craig Heinzman is a pastor. He's in here to help Cat Country celebrate. See what you wandered into, Craig. You ready? You ready to get
sure,
on the mic for
go.
A second?
Let's do it.
All right. Rake or leaf blower?
For what?
For leaves.
For your yard and the grass?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rake all day.
Oh, my man.
All right.
And rake all day.
Because the leaf blower is increases entropy, uses up energy, causes noise, and is shoveling the problems into somebody else's problem, right?
Absolutely not. It's just because you can't control where the leaves go.
Well, that's
thank
the
you.
Yeah.
Agent of entropy.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah.
It's a big word.
437-1620. All right, here we go. Somebody says both simultaneously, like two fists in it. I'm not sure what that means. Somebody probably different times. Mower with a mulching blade.
Okay,
bad for your grass. Like it's bad for grass. Mm-hmm. So lawn mower. Okay, I see where
I will
from.
Mow. I mean, I don't have a yard that has to look nice because we've got. Once you got more
you live
than
in the
acre,
hills, your bunker.
Yeah, once you get more than an acre, you have to be
do different
Forget
things.
It. Just done. Because I'm not, there's no way I'm breaking that.
Landscaping at that point, right. Yeah. I understand you. Somebody says, rake, you've got to get them all, like Pokemon. Somebody says, rake grass for the exercise benefit, blow sidewalk and driveway.
Well, absolutely blow sidewalk and driveway. Who's raking a driveway?
Well, yeah, you can't. That's fair. But then
but
what you can do is you could,
it too, is my
you
question.
Could blower it. Oh, I sweep, actually, my driveway.
Mm-hmm, but where are you blowing it to?
You have lots of spare time.
John, just going to leave that question out there. John Pickens, that's Traffic on the Fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now.
I feel like, do you know where you're blowing to? Do you know?
Okay, I'm glad there's no accidents.
Oh, I'm so
and
glad I'm participating in this conversation.
I-10 and I-110 are looking good, not seeing any delays to hamper your way in this morning. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Jeez, Craig, if you're going to manhandle the mic.
Listen.
To what?
It's a short mic. I got to make it a taller mic.
Why can't it be like a height challenge mic or some kinder expression?
Because it's... The Andrew McKay Morning
Show. It is the mic. It is the mic at my head.
We don't use politically correct terms.
Somebody says, that's right, we just say what we mean, you know. Somebody says lawnmower with a bag. Somebody says both. Somebody says Team Meg with what I can only think is, I think that's 7 exclamation marks. So.
Thank you. Love you.
It's just like Chicago. Vote early. Vote often. Somebody here says you blow the leaves. Leaves?
Whatever. Leaves.
Into a pile. Then you bag the leaves. Or leaves.
No,
and
leaves,
then you use the blower
leaves.
So I don't have to sweep the drive sweep. After the edging.
Leaves.
Blow into a bag and bag them up. Eh, all right. That's fine. That doesn't solve
How
Meg's
is that
sound
possible?
They claim.
You have kids, and the kids hold the
well,
bag,
you got
all, and you,
you know,
blow
you got
it in
the,
there?
Like the hose attachment, you know, and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. That's just not even.
Somebody says, I blow all of my debris and clippings back into my own yard. Oh, what a citizen. I love it. I seriously
That's
citizen.
True.
That's
I do
nice.
That. I do that.
Somebody says, leaf blower you. To blast leaves and grass, clippings off the driveway and the porch. Lawnmower mulches the leaves so you don't need to rake or bag. Leaf blower is versatile. You can use it to blast leaves out of gutters and downspouts. True. You can use it to dry your car off when you wash it. Oh, I never thought of that.
How could you get a leaf blower? You, on a ladder?
Well,
gutters?
Maybe.
Or do you have a really short house like the short mic?
I don't have enough questions to ask here. Why you got to keep saying the word short? You can use it to blast the lint out of your dryer vent. Leaf blower for the wind alternate
Ooh.
Uses.
Wait. Okay. Go back.
Blow the lint out of the trap in your dryer?
Yeah.
With a leaf blower?
Apparently.
I can see that.
I think he's stretching now, but I could. You know.
Maybe with a few beers.
My
Hold this. Hold Watch what on. I can do with this leaf blower.
That's LBUI, leaf blowering under the influence. Which maybe, you know, we're doing talk radio under the influence. My neighbor drives me absolutely insane with the leaf blower. What's that?
It's just a blower. It's not a leaf blower. It's just a blower.
Oh, you don't say the first
one. No,
blower.
Absolutely not.
Okay. What do you have in the bathroom when you have to, you've gotten a shower and your hair is all wet. What do you use there?
A towel?
I mean, come on now, towel.
Oh, gosh.
You got me? I mean, the air propulsion device, what do you call it?
A hair dryer?
You don't just call it a dryer.
I mean, you could.
All right. 437-1620. Somebody says, rake, resist the second law of thermodynamics. Oh, all my physics nerds are coming out. I love it. some of us use the leaf blower and clean up our own stuff. The behavior you're talking about is very irritating. I don't want to clean your mess up. Amen. Thank you. And by the way, if you use the leaf blower in or the blower, as apparently you're supposed to say it, if you use the blower and then you take care of all your own mess, my objections go to almost zero. The noise then is the only one. Let's see. 437-1620. I use the leaf blower to corral the leaves to make it easier to pick them up and put them into. voice to text got him. I'm going to read you the text as it comes in. You ready? I use the leaf blower to corral the leaves to make it easier to pick them up and put them in sex.
Wow, that's a new genre.
Voice to text will get
changes
you.
The conversation. I don't blow them off into the street or other yards. Gas or electric. Gas ones just heavier. And then the follow-up text. Not sex. That should be bags. OMG. I won't name you. It's so funny. Oh, I. The leaf shovel is a game changer. What's a leaf shovel?
I don't remember heard it.
Sounds great. The sound of electric blower at 6:30 a.m. on a Saturday when you have a newborn trying to sleep in little. Yeah.
Thank you.
You want to strangle the leaf blower? Oh my God! I have like 20 more texts. I can't get to all these. Well, I think we've done it. And plus that last text absolutely wins text of the day. I'm Andrew McKay.
Ready to get out of the cycle of renting but think home ownership is too far out of reach? Pensacola Habitat for Humanity's Community Land Trust makes it more affordable than ever. Here's how it works. You own the home but not the land, lowering your mortgage and monthly payments, making home ownership attainable for more people. And the best part? You still build equity and generational wealth. Learn more. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org and take the first step toward owning your own home.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
He's got huge, sharp. He can leap about. Look at the bones!
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit down and think about myself, and then there she was.
Good morning, 8:51 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Man, we've had a lot of stuff going on today and a lot of news to talk about. One of the things that we hadn't really spent much time on, or honestly any time at all, is the Blue Origin flight. You know, the six women to go up in the air. And now they're getting criticized for all kinds of things. Emily Ratajkowski, you know who Emily Ratajkowski is? She's a model, influencer, actress, I guess. I don't know. She went on TikTok, which is sadly the news source for so many people. It's so terrifying. Anyway, and she's upset about it.
At space mission this morning. That's end time. Like, this is beyond parody.
That's end times blank. This is beyond parody, she says.
Saying that you care about Mother Earth and it's about Mother Earth and you're going up in a spaceship that is built and paid for by a company that's single-handedly destroying the planet.
Single-handedly destroying the planet. And wondering the question that at least some people are asking.
The state of the world, and think about how many resources went into putting these women into space. For what? For what? What was the marketing there? And then to try to make it like, I'm disgusted. Literally, I'm disgusted.
I'm disgusted. Literally, I'm disgusted that, you know, other rich people would spend their money in a way that I don't want to spend my rich people money. Like, it's so funny. Olivia Munn joining in on this. She says there are so many other things that are so important in the world right now. What are you guys going to do up in space? What are you doing up there? This is on with Jenna Bush and friends. And, you know, she says it's so much money to go to space. And there's a lot of people who can't even afford eggs. So, allow me to explain capitalism to you. Under capitalism, different people will have different amounts of money, and they can choose how to use them based on their values and what's important to them. And it's true, under capitalism, you have a system where some people struggle to afford eggs, and other people can pay for flights into space. Now, under communism, it's a lot more simple. Nobody goes to space, and still, nobody can afford eggs. So you could have that system where the government and naysayers get to tell everybody how to spend their money. That's Olivia Munn. Olivia Wilde, apparently all of the Olivia actresses are getting in on this, also said, $1 billion bought some good memes, I guess. And so Gayle King, who was one of the ones who went up, you know, the Today Show, Gayle King has come out and said, look, I think it's good. We can really address it because I was one of those people before I went on this flight and before I became educated. Shade, shade. Why are we spending so much money on space when there's so much to do on Earth? I was one of those people. But she says, when you really look at what Blue Origin does, what their intention is to figure out a way to harness the waste here and put it in space and make the Earth a better place. And we use space technology all the time. That's true via GPS and satellites. And space exploration has this, she's not saying this, I'm saying this, has this way of spinning off things that benefit us all. She says every time a flight goes up, they get some type of information that can be used for something else. So I wish people would do a little bit more due diligence. And then my question is, have y'all been to space? I wonder if MRAD is just like bitter she didn't get invited.
Yeah, I think she's mad about that.
You know, if she had been invited, would she? Maybe she's sitting at home on her video feed thinking to myself, how can I stay relevant? Anyway, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John, this may make it to transgressors tomorrow. I'm just saying it's possible.
Okay.
It will 100% make it.
And we have an early service and late service
tomorrow. Early service at 6:20, late service at 8:20, where I play a woke pastor who commemorates the things that had to get canceled this week because they're a violation of the appropriate progressive principles. Yep. Okay, John, go ahead.
Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Even 98 looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Somebody, this is a follow-up, but it's just people have creative uses for their leaf blower. Somebody says, use it on the big green egg bottom vent to get the high heat. I'm not enough of a barbecuer to get that comment, but this person would definitely know, so I'll take their word for it. 437-1620. Enrollment in schools in Florida looks like it is going to be declining. This is a byproduct of all of the efforts to create alternative delivery platforms for education, private school, homeschool, to facilitate those through the vouchers program. The State Education Estimating Conference says enrollment in traditional public schools is projected to go from 2,800,000 next year to 2,740,000 over the course of the next 5 years. That's not a huge drop, but it is a drop. Okay, it's estimated that the vouchers related, you know, homeschool and or private school is going to go up from 524,000, so about a sixth ish of the students, to go up to almost 700,000. So while population grows, the school enrollment is set to decline slightly, whereas the those who use alternate platforms like homeschooling and private school, they're expected to go up by, you know, a quarter of a million, okay? So that's substantial. I'm not opposed to this. This doesn't bother me at all. What I want, what I always believe in as a conservative, is people should be able to direct the education of their children because education is a parental responsibility first. Now, the reason we fund it as a society is because if we don't educate people, then they don't do as well. They're not as productive. They may more likely become criminals and they create problems for society that we have to deal with. So, and also, you need an educated citizen in order to have democracy, because if people are not educated, don't know how to read, don't know how to write, don't know how to evaluate arguments, don't know how to do math to check budgets, how do you have accountability for their government? That's the argument traditionally in favor of funding public schools. And so we're going to do this thing. Well, if parents would rather educate their kids in a private school or homeschool, and you're accomplishing the social benefit of having education, and you're doing it in a way that the parents are happier about, then that's good. I love the variety of education. And we homeschooled, okay? So we are big fans of homeschooling. I like private schools. I want a lot of mechanisms. And the simple reason is monopolies are never better. Public school has enjoyed a massive monopoly for decades, and you know, in some states, like, they kept it illegal to do homeschooling because, you know, no monopoly likes competition. But this has come around. Most places, it's fairly easy to do homeschooling these days, and more mechanisms means competition. You've seen our local schools in Escambia are now having to compete in order to get students. That's good, because monopolies always have, what, two basic flaws? The price is higher and the quality is lower. Period. That's always the case with monopolies because they don't have competition. Inject a little competition, you know, a little capitalism into the mix, and what you'll get is sometimes people abuse it, sometimes people do poorly, But again, if parents are the ultimate authority over their kids' education and the parent thinks it's going to be better at B rather than at A, why would you want to interfere with that? I celebrate that. I think Florida does amazing things with education. It's one of the, like looking at what DeSantis and the legislature have been doing and Rick Scott before that, it's one of the things we should really brag about. Our education system is amazing, all the way up to a university education where you can basically go for free, or if you do have to work, you can afford to work your way through it because the cost is so low, something we don't talk enough about, but something is definitely a big factor here in the state of Florida. That's it for me. Meg is next with Pep Talk. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.